So Indefinite is the first series that I created using marine plastic debris, and I started just picking single objects from the beach and taking them back to the studio because I, you know, just realized how powerful a single object could be. And it starts with, you know, knotted rope, a plastic carrier bag, and goes through to fisherman's gloves, plastic fishing boy, base of a plastic bottle, all the things that are common on the beach these days, sadly. And basically, I wanted to create a timeline of how long these pieces of plastic, the different materials of plastic, take to degrade in the ocean. And when I produced this subject, this particular project in 2010, there were key kind of time limits to how long, you know, a plastic bag took to break down, and a plastic glove, and a piece of fishing line, and a plastic bottle. But over the years, as scientists have you know, done more research into this problem, they've sort of said that all plastic, even though, you know, it started its life as a bottle, it's broken down into smaller pieces, it'll still be there on the planet somewhere unless it's been burnt. So this is a kind of an example of how science has changed over the past 10 years, and how, you know, a plastic bag then was say to last 1 to 3 years in the environment, and now it says 20 plus years, or between 15 and 20. So things have changed in terms of, you know, the research that we're actually being able to do.
Wow. And not for the better either, unfortunately. It's worse than we thought.
So it's difficult for me to know whether to title these as they were in 2010. Or as science is changing. And I think because I'd photographed them then, that's a moment in time. So I've kept the captions as they were at that time. And I've added to it "or indefinite," which means that, you know, whilst it might take 1 to 3 years for a single bag to degrade, it actually is probably now indefinitely in the ocean.
The pictures look really ethereal and almost like sea creatures themselves, which...
That's the idea. When I first started photographing them, I just was going to photograph them as the objects they were. And I think it was the plastic bag that I photographed that the way it laid, it just looked like an octopus. And I just had the idea then. I just thought, oh, if I could photograph them at such an angle that they actually look like the creatures that they were actually affecting, that would be an even stronger message. And ironically, that, you know, quite a lot of the objects I found did actually look like, you know, the side of a fish or a fish head, or, you know, the way I'd put the gloves together to look like coral.
Yeah.
Or an urchin. So they're all to sort of, you know, make you think about the actual creatures that the plastic's affecting itself.
And you can really see then how other creatures in the sea you can easily mistake them also.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, for instance, plastic bags, you know, turtles eat lots of plastic bags because they look like jellyfish, you know, the way they kind of suspend in the water and the way they move, you know, it's very much, you know, something that they are easily mistaken for.
It seems from this collection, polystyrene seems to be a particularly awful substance because it never ever... I mean, I know the science has now changed to think that perhaps that nothing actually will degrade of any of the products that you photograph. But even 10 years ago, polystyrene was thought to never decompose or be biodegrade. And I know it's used less now, but it's still quite a dominant material.
Yes, I mean, this was the idea for the series in that I started with something that took, you know, a year to break down, and end with something that at that time was said to be indefinite, and that was polystyrene, or styrofoam as it's often called, and that broke down into smaller parts, but it never ever went away. And also this particular piece has been partially incinerated as well, you know, which is never a good thing to burn plastics, because, you know, in itself it you know, gives off greenhouse gases and carcinogenic fumes. So the whole point of, you know, burning plastics on beaches or at sea, however that might have happened, again, is something that's particularly bad and, you know, reflective in the end image in this series.